And he joins us right now, Jake Clifford. How are you going, mate? How are you feeling?
Hey, very good. How are you?
Good morning. Where do we find you, Jakey?
Pardon?
Where do we find you?
We're currently driving to the Brisbane airport. The crew of us, we got Brails, the taxi driver this morning. He's taking about 9 of us to the airport.
Good morning, Jaden. Please drive safely. Precious cargo.
Yes, very precious cargo. So you're coming back to Newcastle?
Yeah. The crew of us coming back to Newcastle.
Okay.
Today.
Now, Jakey, we have had a week off last week. Haven't spoken to you in a few weeks, but it's been a tough couple of weeks for the Knights and a tough couple of weeks for you personally. Talk us through it. So you haven't been selected into the side again this weekend against the Bulldogs, and you were hooked in the game here locally, and then you weren't selected again the week after against the Cows. So what's happening, mate? What's going on?
Just kind of after that game, he just kind of wanted to let me give my head a rest and just kind of reset. So he just gave me the past couple of weeks off, so I'm refreshed and ready to go now.
Right on. And look, a lot of people don't really see this side of footy. Like, they think, you know, it's all these superstars going around, making heaps of money and just having a great time playing a sport.
Doing a job they love.
Doing a job they love. And I'm sure that you still love the job. But, you know, take us through the mentality of somebody who's, you know, wanting to get back into the side and fight their way back in.
Yeah, as you said, been a couple of tough weeks. But, you know, having this little break off is, as I said, kind of refreshed me and, just training really hard and, trying to get ready for the next couple of weeks now.
Yeah, because you started the season so well those first two games, of course, in the Dally M's, you guys were red hot and then the team sort of fell and obviously the halves cop a lot of blame, which I don't think is always fair, particularly when the forwards aren't literally going forward. sorry to be cliche. But I guess, was it something in your process that changed? Because we saw Adam O'Brien come out and say that it was how you were preparing, maybe, and you need to rethink that sort of stuff. Was it a mental thing that sort of happened, or something just wasn't clicking for you on game day?
I think I was just more putting a bit of pressure on myself to for results. So that was just kind of my own doing.
Right.
Is that from that, starting off so strong, Jake, and seeing all the headlines with your name in it? Does it just kind of, weigh on you differently, I guess?
Oh, no, I think just losing back-to-back weeks. It's a result-driven sport, so, and being a half, a pretty big responsibility to get those results, so.
Of course.
Yeah. And then, of course, we're hearing all the rumours. There is any truth to the rumours that, of course, Joey came pre-season, you guys had a few good games, everyone's like, Joey's DNA is all over the team, and then you start losing, and it's like, Joey and Adam O'Brien have blown up. He came to train, they're not seeing eye to eye. Adam O'Brien's, he's going to go if they lose again. Do you guys hear that noise? Is there any truth to any of that?
No, there's no truth to that at all. I'm not even sure where that even come from. I think it's just, people making stuff up just because we've lost a few games.
Yeah. And does Adam still have the full support of the team?
Yeah, he does. He's handled it really well. He's, come to training. He worked extremely hard. All the coaches do. It's just us as a playing group to get a result.
Yeah,
fair enough. So against the Dogs, how are we looking?
Yeah, good. Been very wet up here in Sunny Coast. It hasn't stopped raining. So
yeah, it's gonna be a wet magic round.
Yeah, it is. So being the first game, which is good. So the field are going to be in nice condition. So the boys have trained well and they're ready to go.
Yeah, lovely. Magic round's going to be a big round this weekend. Of course, all games play at Suncorp Stadium. Mm-hmm. You guys kicking it off. Well, mate, Jakey, we still love you, mate. We miss seeing you out there from week to week and we hope you're doing okay. And you get your head right and you keep training hard because no doubt you'll be back on there soon and do the job for us.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, guys.
We're thinking of you, Jakey. Look after yourself and, good luck.
But hopefully, Jake, you've still got some dumb Bradman best things, you know what I mean? Like, hopefully he's still being an idiot, so that makes you better.
Yeah, that doesn't change for buddy.
Cheers, Jake. Knights vs. Dogs, Friday, 6 p.m. at Suncorp. I can feel it. We're going to get it this week, guys.
Ooh,
come on.
It's happening.